South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do?
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. It has not been a good start to the year for South Africa. We sent Ibrahim Rasool to the US to make friends, but he decided to get onto a webinar chat. The rest, as they say, is history. Donald Trump has discovered hidden mass graves of Afrikaners in South Africa. And ever since, we've been trending on social media trying to find the mysterious graves. Interestingly, in the same period, we have never seen so many alive Afrikaners on social media like we have since Trump spoke. Mm. And now the deputy president's car has been shot at in the most bizarre story of attempted suicide.
South Africa is the move.
So implausible is this story. Not even cabinet has bothered to issue a statement about the endangered life of the country's and the former ruling party's number two. There are too many holes in this story of Paul Mashatile, but none of them on the windscreen of his car, methinks.
Paul Mashatile is one of the most dishonest people ever. You must never meet that guy and think something will happen. We don't trust anything that comes out of Paul's mouth.
The first thing Pope Francis has to do when he arrives up yonder is to ask God to be kind to our number two. May the pontiff rest in peace.
Amen.
But on the football front, we are having a ball, so to speak. Mm. We are literally in football nirvana currently. In case you've been too preoccupied with non-issues like the disappearance of Gaitin McKenzie from the news, or the now we are in, now we are out childish cries of the Democratic Alliance, or even our number one Marxist-Leninist uber-communist Floyd Shibambu endorsing a religious leader and a fugitive from the law, sit back and find out why South Africa is a good place to be on the football front.
To hold on to this, well, they don't, because it is mission achieved for Orlando Pirates of South Africa. They have beaten Al Ahly by 2-1 in Cairo.
As we speak, three South African teams are in the semi-finals of the two foremost African competitions, or club competitions. Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates are this Friday facing off with the Egyptian Giants in an attempt to reach the finals of the CAF Champions League. On the other hand, Stellenbosch FC are also taking on another giant, a Tanzanian giant, in their quest to reach the finals of the CAF Confederations Cup. If this were not true, it would be a horror story of Stephen King proportions. As if that is not enough, former Orlando Pirates assistant coach Fadlu Davids is leading Simba into this semi-final with Stellenbosch. I mean, all these South Africans are doing amazing things. Not the real bad things that Trump spoke about. This is completely unprecedented. The last time we had something this unprecedented was when the bodyguards of Mashatile were threatened by a polo player on the highway and they beat the hell out of the driver and his passenger. So I thought, I should bring into studio someone who knows these things better than me. So knowledgeable is Barimba Tukorjas, BBK to you, that he has just recently been appointed a sports anchor on the Power FM, or on Power FM rather, adding another accolade to his already powerful one as sport editor of the Sunday Times. Matala, hola.
Moje, Matala.
Grand.
Black and proud as always. Yeah. No plans of changing, even after Easter.
This is truly amazing. You know, Matal.
Mm.
So we have a likelihood, certainly, of a two South African teams in the Champions League final. Yeah. We have a certainty, I think,
yes,
of a South African,
sure,
in the Confederations Cup final, whether it's a club or a human being.
Yep.
This is truly revolutionary. Or am I smoking my socks?
If you're smoking your socks, they are good socks because they are giving you a good high. As you say, we are in football nirvana. Rams, I've been saying, you've been saying, every South African worth their salt who appreciates and love the sport of football has been praying for one thing, even during the Easters, I think, from Moria to the Catholic, to the Anglican, to Methodist, everyone has been saying, God, please grant us a historic all South African CAF Champions League final, not just for South Africa, but a first also for the Southern African region,
yes,
for COSAFA. We would love nothing more from you, Lord, than to give us this Mamelodi Sundowns versus Orlando Pirates final in the Champions League. The Egyptians, Al Ahly and Zamalek, have done it.
Yeah.
They've played in the CAF Champions League final. This was in 2020. Where we are now is a beautiful space to find ourselves in because it is halftime. We're going to the second legs,
yeah,
of these semifinals. We did not do justice to ourselves in the sense that we are not able to get goals. I,
yeah,
mean, we being Sundowns
Pirates
and Pirates,
and Sundowns, yeah,
South African teams, in the sense that we would have been in a better position going up north,
yes,
as this battle of the South
there,
versus,
right,
north continues.
Yes.
But what gives me comfort and confidence is that we've been up north. Sundowns did play, you know, against Raja,
yeah,
in the quarterfinals, and they were able to shut the door.
Yeah.
And they went through because they had scored the goal,
yes,
here at home. Pirates also did the same thing. They were able to go there and get the results that they needed,
yeah,
to be able to be in the semifinal.
Am I crazy when I say, I mean, I understand that, and you and I spoke about it in our private conversation.
Sure.
Am I crazy in saying, though, but we are not necessarily, it still advantage us because it's nil-nil. So those guys must not concede. The Egyptians must not concede.
So you take the word straight from my mouth because that was Bengsan Dalel. So now the most important thing is that we now are an away team.
Yeah.
And away teams, when they score a goal, it counts as an away goal rule.
Yeah.
So if Sundowns and Pirates score,
with Kev,
still the rule.
Yeah.
So Sundowns scores first, Pirates scores first, Pyramids must come at Pirates,
yeah,
Al-Ahly must come at Sundowns, then the game is open. Then anything,
exactly,
can happen there. So
exactly,
if this is any score draw, South African teams,
that's,
are going to go through because away goal rule,
yes,
right? So is this possible? I want to believe so. I know that when you look at the ghost, Amapagania, they were a bit unhappy,
mm,
about the fact that they did not stamp their authority at FNB Stadium in the first leg. They did not play with the dominance that they've displayed throughout the competition. Mm-hmm. I think they did phenomenally well with the group stages.
And they remain undefeated.
They,
right,
remain undefeated there. Sipho Chaine played some of his best football in,
indeed,
the competition, conceding the least number of goals, making the most number of saves. Jose Riviero did something amazing in this competition in that he introduced a 20-year-old Nkota,
yeah,
in this competition for Pirates, making his debut, scoring against CR Belezotot,
yeah,
not one but two, announcing himself
and two amazing goals,
announcing himself with two amazing goals on the continental front, something he repeated when he came to the Betway Premiership. But also Jose having faith in the youth that is coming through from Joseph Mahlangu at Orlando Pirates Academy, making sure that he gives also ETLP. We are mass.
Oh.
Mbegezil.
Oh.
Mfana wakambola.
Like we are corner, by the way. Bambiza Mbazo.
Bambiza Mbazo.
Bambiza Mbazo.
I do Mbazo.
No,
Mbazo le Paganea.
Yeah.
Young, 19. You can have your own conversations about age and all that. I'm saying to you what you see on the field.
Yeah.
On the field of play. Even the one of the best attackers in South Africa today, Uribeiro,
yeah,
if you ask him, he will tell you what he knows the TLB.
Exactly. So let me ask you this question. Where is this coming from? How are we here? What is going right with our football?
What is going right with our football? Before I get there, we also have to give kudos to Sundowns. How they got here.
Yeah.
In the sense that when they started in the group stages, it was not convincing,
yeah,
Rams.
It
really, it was not tiki-taka.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they were able to get rid of Rulani before we even got there. And then Mangoba took over. They got rid of Mangoba. They went to a man who defeated them in the semifinals.
The semifinals.
1-0 and 1-0 against Esperance. He is on this side now. He's been able to take the Brazilians, samba them all the way to this stage.
It past is kudos. Esperance.
Past Esperance.
Yeah.
This is very good to note that, because he gave them the medicine.
Yes.
So this man has got a pill that was bitter that he swallowed last season, in that he lost in the final to Al Ahly. Now he's playing this Al Ahly with Mamelodi Sundowns in the semi final. He wants to go there. Sundowns and Pirates both want to win their second star, being champions in 2016, Sundowns Pirates in 1995. Right. So now this is a moment where you say, how do we get here? We got here because from the Sundowns side, that passion of saying, the PSL, they are going to conclude what? They are 8 consecutive. I'm a Paganian Ngangshay, my daughter. For me, this thing is done.
All things equal.
This thing is done. Yeah. Sundowns are winning this Betway Premiership. They have been in the semi finals.
By the way. Gumbiza,
I know.
Let's not.
I'm not Terra Lekota, but I'm prepared to eat my cap.
Okay.
when that happens, that Sundowns do not win the league.
Yeah.
But they are here now. They have got the best squad in the country. They can win the Premier Soccer League without lifting, batting an eyelid. The one thing that they really now want is this Champions League to dominate on that front. I recall the press conference when Patrice Motsepe bought, I think then it was 51% of the club. The Chiklasses were still there. He said he wants Sundowns to dominate not only in the PSL, but the whole continent, and become a team that is renowned across the world. I think the PSL part has been done and dusted so many times.
And they are recognized very well in the continent. They are playing the club World
Last season,
Cup,
they were a match away from becoming the Invincibles. Okay, so that is great. So now they've got the man who also has something to prove to himself.
Has he won the Champions League before?
He's never.
So he also is hungry
Also is hungry for this, right? Juxtapose this against, you're wearing black and white.
I try to do that a lot of times.
Exactly. I see you celebrating every time before the game and after the game with your flags at the stadiums. Jose, they've announced, they've done a Liverpool with the club before the season ends. He's going to leave. Jose is leaving. They've titled the
club. You couldn't help but mention Liverpool, right?
They are winning the league, right? they've won the Champions League of Europe, right? So it's not off the mark. So they are here with a man who is doing what they've called the last dance.
Yeah.
A man who has done nothing that any other person, or something rather, that any other person who's coached Orlando Pirates has been able to do, to win these three trophies in the MTN 8, a three-peat, who's on the cusp of completing another three-peat with the Nedbank Cup final, playing Kaizer Chiefs at Moses Mabhida on May 10. But you've got a coach who came to Orlando Pirates when Orlando Pirates had developed what seemed to be an incurable phobia to winning trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Jose comes in. I remember the headline.
Jose who?
I remember a statement to the effect that his CV was thinner than a G-string. I remember...
I already know what you're talking about.
I don't think that those are things that you can only read about on The Sweetest Taboo, I think. You recall...
I must choose my guess very carefully.
You went straight into that one. You recall a Jose who... unbeknown to many South Africans, was termed a paluka, was termed a plumber. Boy, oh boy, has he displayed such great plumbing skills.
Mate, he stopped the brown staff to run through things,
Bro, the guy, I think the government, the Maspalas must hire this guy, because all the sewage that you see on the streets, if it takes his hands on those pipes, it will stop. What he's done is to say, Orlando Pirates, there's this academy that you have. There's this Tugu that's going there. I think once upon a time, when there was a man called Kostadin Papich, from the Pirates Academy, he went and mined what Khumutso Mokoena and I termed the four Togoloshes.
Yes.
The Togoloshes being Benedict Villegas, being Lebohang Chisboy Mokoena, being Gift. Also Gift Ileremi Vum Vum, as well as the man who is the current coach now,
Utugu
Tugu Makane.
Yes.
Any Pirates fan will tell you that Orlando Pirates during that era, Papish, played some of the best football. I think R. Kelly was singing Happy People.
Happy People.
They adopted that title to call themselves Happy People over and above being the coast. Did they win anything? Absolutely
zero.
Zilch. But they played the football
fact,
that made all of them, you included, the happiest people after every 90 minutes.
There was a, with 9 games to go,
yes,
Pirates had a 13-goal lead, 13-point mm-hmm. lead. Mm-hmm. They lost the league.
Yes.
Right. But, so, we spoke about...
I want to finish the story.
Okay.
So, Jose comes in, over and above Mbogazi, over and above Unkota. There's also Ndlozi guy. Not the guy I work with, the one that speaks on the microphone. He also got introduced at this level,
yes,
at continental level. There's also Erebuile Mofokeng, who has been doing wonderful stuff, who has been consistent. God bless his parents.
He's the talisman of the team.
He's
right?
The talisman of
age.
The team at that age, yeah, also. Now, when this man leaves, he will leave an Orlando Pirates, regardless of what happens. Hopefully the final happens, but he will leave an Orlando Pirates that was inexperienced when it comes to this competition, in terms of the current squad.
The current squad, yes.
Pirates have played semifinals. They've won this thing before. They've played the final and lost in 2013.
Yep.
They've played in the Confed Cup final twice.
Lost in the finals, right?
It was Roger Tissa who lost in the final in 2013, assisted by Eric Tinkler. Eric Tinkler took them to 2015 Confed Cup. He lost that final. Mandla Ngcikazi, you mentioned Fadlu Davis earlier, co-coaching partnership.
Exactly.
They took Pirates to the Confed Cup final. They lost that one there. So
the club
is experienced in that regard. But this current team has got a newfound composure, newfound experience. And also all of this is happening because there's a silver fox sitting at the helm of South African football. Hugo Bruce says, any player who is South African, who can play football, the door is open for you at Bafana.
And I'm going to go to the Silver Fox, because these things are linked as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, look, Pirates and Sundowns have strong sides to begin with, right?
Sure.
Either because of affordability or development.
Sure.
They have European coaches with experience, and
sure,
we are seeing things. So you could say, we expect them to be where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve Barker and Fadlu, come on, man.
And
what's happening with these guys? What the hell?
And Steve is not doing this because Clive Barker is his uncle. He's doing this because he is the soldier that he is. He has drilled Stellenbosch into being a well-oiled machine, a machine that can fully function. You can take some of the crucial components of this machine. I talk here about your Ashley Dupri. Mm-hmm. I talk of Kwinika.
Yep.
I talk of Sibongiseni Mthethwa. All players who have left Stellenbosch and found themselves at Kaizer Chiefs. But they seem to be different players what they were at Stellenbosch to what they are at Chiefs. Park that. You go on and you take the guy who finishes second top goal scorer by 1 goal to take off Fatou Mabasa. I'm speaking about Ikram Reyners. He leaves and goes to Sundowns. Jaden Adams, who is the heartbeat of Stellenbosch, leaves and goes to Sundowns. Do you see Stellenbosch suffering? Instead, they move on to go and win. They win a cup competition. They may have had the help of those two guys when they win the Carling knockouts. They push to finish third in the league to compete in the Confed Cup.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time these guys are competing.
This is the very first time
they are competing in the semifinals of a continental competition. Yes, they are trailing by 1 goal. They are playing at Moses Mabhida in the second leg on Sunday. Anything can happen in football.
I would have wished they took this thing home.
They eliminated, guess who?
Zamalek.
Who have won this and won the Confed Cup and the Champions League as well. So they are not here by chance. Your Devin Tysuses of this country are doing well for Stellenbosch. Your Ashley Cupido are doing well for Stellenbosch. You're looking for Sanele Pans. They are doing well for Stellenbosch. And these are the players, Fawaz Basadin. You know, by the way, they also lost to Dino Van Rooyen.
Right?
They are captain to Orlando Pirates, but they are still functioning. They are still there.
They also played the cup final. There's something I think South Africans have not been seeing about Stellies. I think there's an over-focus, of course, on Pirates, Sundowns, and sometimes Chiefs. But what are we not seeing?
What we are not seeing here is a team that knows the lay of the land in the Cape. Stellies when it comes to young talent. Stelis, when it comes to, you know, that Indian competition, which is the mainstay of youth tournaments in the country. Stelis, they are always there. They find them. They mine them. Stelis, I think, in my humble opinion, are on a mission to try and show that there is more to Western Cape than gang violence. Gangs, drugs, and all the things that you can think of. Stelis,
and,
for
and
me...
And we have to be blatant about it in reference to colored people, right?
In most definitely.
So say, there's a lot of talent there. These boys are not supposed to be just druggies and
I'm talking exactly about that, Rems, because we cannot hide it.
Yes.
It is a gangland. One of the biggest exports of South African football, Benny McCarthy, comes from there. You know, we know these stories. When you listen to Benny talk about how we made it, how we used to play, they have a thing called the Gangster League in Cape Town, where the ball does not get out. Because if it comes to the level where the crowd is, the crowd just moves away so that you can get the ball. It's hard.
Excuse me. That's okay.
That, you see, when I talk about these things, it makes me feel sad, because it is a problem also that is not only exclusive to Cape Town. Drugs and being despondent and being unable to live a life where you are able to pursue your dreams without the hindrance of all these social ills is a problem permeating throughout South Africa. But Stellenbosch have got it down to the T. The development,
they've done so well.
They cover every inch of grass.
I mean, I don't have stats, but I don't believe we have seen such a big cohort of colored footballers at the top of the game in the league in so many years.
The last time it happened was Ajax Cape Town.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You thought that it was going to come back with Cape Town Spurs. They only stayed one season. They didn't stay longer than the T-Bag in the Cup. They were out. They are relegated. But there is football all across South Africa. If only the other provinces, not especially Gauteng, because everything is happening. Your KZNs, your Limpopos can follow that example, because this latent talent is all over this country. If only SAFA can have a national academy, a proper one. But where is World Cup money? Hey, anyway, I digress.
And what is Fadlu doing right? I mean, Fadlu has not been, at least here, he was never an outright number one coach, right? He was co-coach with, at Maritzburg United he was.
Yes.
But he was, nobody could call him a top coach. He bloody goes to Tanzania and he makes Simba even more powerful than they were when he got there.
I think what Fadlu has done is to decide that he's no longer going to be the perennial assistant coach.
Yeah.
The Maritzburg United that made him, having been as a player, I think he finished twice, if I'm not mistaken, as the top goal scorer in the NFT. And he assumes coaching. His great teacher becomes Ernest Middendorp. He's a Mr. Miyagi, as it were. He learns. He puts his head down. He buries it into his books. He learns everything there is to know about football. He gets his badges. He works as assistant coach at Maritzburg United to various coaches. He keeps being called caretaker coach when the chairman fires the other coaches. Suddenly, he helps Maritzburg United to a final. I think it was the Nedbank Cup final against Mamelodi Sundowns. Yep. He fell in the final. Picked himself up, dusted himself off. Emerges at Orlando Pirates as assistant coach with Joseph Zimbawa.
Yeah.
Zimbawa gets fired. He becomes co-coach with Mandla Ngcikazi. They go to this Confed Cup. In all this journey, he is learning. Zimbawa calls him up. They hook up. They go to Moscow. In Russia.
Yeah.
They work together there. The gig doesn't last. He finds himself with Zimbawa again. Where now? Morocco. Right? They take... Yo, this is a beautiful story of South African football. Together, those guys, they coach Raja Casablanca to a championship title without defeat. They break up. Fadlu goes to Tanzania. Tanzania are good friends of South Africa. When you look at what happens with the struggle, there was a college called SOMAFCO, Solomon Mahlangu College, where lots of our uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters who went to exile got some training. It is a sad thing that happened with SOMAFCO in terms of what it was designed as, a crucible to sharpen those of us who decided to go beyond the borders in order to try and help South Africa. But in Simba, in Tanzania now, They know Fadlu Davids because he's a man who has given the raw back to Simba.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yes, I saw what you did, Baba. Simba, the lion is roaring now.
The lion is roaring. They played the first leg. They played it in Zanzibar because the Mkapa Stadium, where they were supposed to play, is undergoing renovations in Tanzania. So as it is, they played their home game away from home. Yeah. And Stelis are going to play their game in South Africa, but away from home in Moses Mabhida, because the Cape Town Stadium is unavailable. I think there's a rugby engagement
there. They should have gone to Athlone. But I want to move. And all this continental
Athlone is
football,
not approved by CAF. That's why they go to.
These continental cups are not small money competitions.
Yo, Madela. And you know why?
Yeah,
I think it's a South African thing.
Again, it has to do with the president.
Who's the president?
It has to do with the president, right?
President.
Now we have television rights. Now, you know, things are happening at CAF.
And speaking about television rights, who's the head of CAF TV? A South African. Look on the September.
Our own boy.
Bro, I think this is a moment for South Africa. It will be painful if we don't end up in this final. It will be painful if Stelis do not end up in this final. At least Fadlu will be there, like we guarantee. Yes. A South African president.
One South African is going to be there.
Yeah,
we know that.
And Fadlu is there with an entourage of South African, the whole technical team.
Yeah.
You know, there is someone who is from Tanzania there, but I think his brother Mahir also, you know, where I'm not sure. He used to be one of Pitso Mosimane's seals.
Yes.
I just need to double check whether he's with his brother there or he's still this side. But Patrice Motsepe, when he came into CAF, CAF was in the red. CAF was owing a lot of money. CAF had found itself in a stupid arrangement of a deal that gave away everything, the soul of CAF, to a company to which the late president of the organization, Isaiah Doe, used to be in charge of.
What's new?
They were in court. Indeed, what's new? They were in court. Motsepe and his team were able to arrive to an out-of-court settlement, paid off these people, rolled up their sleeves and said, let's get to business. Let us make this a profitable organization. Let African football get its dues. You saw what happened at the AFCON in Ivory Coast, the most profitable.
Yes.
They've just issued out a tender for the commercial rights of CAF. I spoke to Tulax on Power Sports Extra with that guy called PBK, and he explained exactly what it is that they are trying to do here. They have already solidified the coffers of CAF. They are trying to get more money being injected into the soul of CAF. As it is now, these clubs are getting truckloads of money just for participation.
I'm sending this conversation to Jamie Carragher, by the way.
Who? Who
yes,
is that?
Jamie, who?
The Peter. That guy must sit down. That guy must sit down. The only thing that we have in common is Liverpool. But other than that, so clubs for winning, there's more money.
Yeah.
Not just in men's football, in women's football as well. We've got a club association for which Jessica Mutaung is the vice president. Motsepe is hell-bent on making sure that women football gets its rightful place in Africa. When he took over, many countries could not play football in their own countries because the facilities are not there. I think the number was 38.
Yeah.
That number has been whittled down to 12 now. He's in his second term. I think in his second month of his second term, I hope by the time that 4 years ends, there will be no country that cannot play
cannot
football.
Host his own games.
There will be no club that cannot play in their own grounds. But this is good. Because in writing Unplugged, in the build-up to the World Cup, my theme line was that the World Cup was an opportunity, Rams, for Africa, South Africa, on behalf of Africa, to prove to the world that excellence can be mentioned in the same sentence as Africa.
Yes.
And boy, we did that.
So, I then connect to what I said to you will connect to. Then there's Bafana Bafana, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, as we speak, 18 games unbeaten run. I mean, second only to Spain, am I right?
Who would have thought?
Right?
You are.
Second only to Spain.
Who would have thought?
We have qualified for next year's edition of the Africa Cup of Nations.
We finished third in the last edition of the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time, making the semifinals in 24 years.
Wow. We seem to be home and dry in our quest for America 2026. I mean, I think I look at that and I think it will be difficult for anyone to stop us, right? What is happening at Bafana Bafana? I mean, I know Silver Fox. I love them. You know, I get angry when people say, oh, don't tell me about Bafana Bafana. Like, are you watching? Have you been watching Bafana Bafana?
Those people are still living under the rock that was built by a certain Fikile Mbalula who called Bafana Bafana a bunch of losers. Mm. Well, back then, maybe the phrase could have worked.
Yeah.
It applied because they could not win a soccer match. They could not beat their own shadow. But 2021... Say anything you like about Denny Jordan, and there's a lot to answer.
I was about to say, because Safa, we know, unprofessional. They've got debts, they've got that, you know, they've got all these issues. But then they get a Hugo Bruce, and they allow him to do what he has to do.
Denny Jordan's administration hired Hugo Bruce. They cannot pay their players on time. They cannot play their staff on time. He has not said anything untoward.
Yeah.
So clearly, they are taking care of Hugo. And Helman Mkelel.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
Amen. Nani.
But this Belgian old man comes here and he shakes us out of our comfort zone. He has an acerbic tongue.
He's very abrasive.
He does not mince his words. Mm. It's his way
not
or
like
the highway.
Quiet either.
No, he will not keep quiet. Yeah. You lock him out of Orlando Stadium for whatever reason, he's going to call. He's going to talk about it.
Yeah.
You do not make sure that a player has got his passport on time. He's going to show.
Yeah.
You disappear from Bafana camp as Jaden Adams and you do not give a plausible reason, he will drop you.
Yeah.
And it's not a grudge. He's teaching you a lesson. He's laying down the law to everybody.
There are rules everywhere.
To all and sundry, and he's brought him back. And what did Jaden do? He rewarded the coach with a goal.
Yes.
But you go, Bruce, we've had the cancer of having coaches who believe that so-called big teams where Bafana Bafana was the domain for players who play for those big teams. We've had coaches who suffered the cancer of thinking only players based in Europe were good enough to play for Bafana Bafana, even if they were not playing for the European clubs, just by being in Europe. Hugo Bruce says, if you've got a green passport and you apply yourselves at any club that you play for in the world, and you are able to perform, and you make consistency your currency, one of my favorite phrases as well, consistency your currency, I will select you in Bafana Bafana and you'll become part of the squad. He comes in and he says, there are players who are too old and all of that. Themba Zwane, point in question, he's not going to select him. Themba performs.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce says, if you perform, I will. He changes his mind. What do they say about Wiseman? He changes his mind and Themba becomes, Hugo Bruce calls him, the heartbeat of Bafana Bafana.
Yes.
We also, what he's done to help Bafana get to that bronze medal, alas, he gets injured. But when he gets injured, we are no longer in the position, Rams, where one player got injured in Bafana and we had a crisis.
There's a crisis, right?
Themba gets injured, the show goes on. Eh?
Very well. Not just goes on, it goes on very well.
Emma Swangani is there.
Yeah.
A talent Mbata is there, right? When there is an injury to Mthobi Mvala, oh, no worries. There is a Kekana there.
Yes.
There is a Ngezana there. Eh? There is a CBC there. Eh? There is a problem. Hey, what's happening with Motiba? Fawaz Pasadena is there. It's covered, my friend. Umuta Upela never gets injured for club and country. Forever present.
Yes.
He's performing. He's got these young boys like Mukwena, I mean, Mufukeng, believing that they've got a place in Bafana as well.
Mm.
Everyone is like, no, play him. And no one is going to tell Hugo Bruce what to do.
Yes.
Hugo Bruce does what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and it works. Bloemfontein, Bafana Bafana Zimbabwe, Full House. Polokwane, Bafana Bafana versus Lesotho, Full House.
Yeah.
Cape Town, Bafana Bafana versus DRC or Congo. Full House.
Yeah.
When last
did we see that?
Do you remember him complaining?
We could not feel them up here in Johannesburg.
Orlando Stadium.
Right.
Hey, you remember him complaining?
Yes.
Why is the team playing in front of empty stadiums? Because they were a bunch of losers.
Yes.
Excuse me for including Liverpool. When Klopp arrives there, he says what? We have to change doubters into believers.
Yes.
I think Bruce has done the very same thing. Those who doubted Bafana, those who had given up in Bafana, they are back in troughs. The full houses that you see across the country is testament.
Is this
to
success
that
related to Pirates, Sundowns and Steelers at club level?
Now, it's a very great question. I'll take you back to Spain. Barcelona, Pep Guardiola's era.
Yeah.
70% of that team was part of the Spanish national team. Plus a few from Real Madrid.
Yes.
Plus a certain Fernando Torres. The guys we saw here at FNB Stadium, yeah. Andres Iniesta scoring a winning goal, extra time, Spain become champions. It does have an effect on a national team when your clubs are doing well and you've got a combination of players who play together.
Who know each other.
Who understand each other. Have a telepathic understanding.
Which is showing you the current Barcelona in their back, right?
Because they are building.
What is the core is this club that's doing so well at the top there.
They are building. Do you see what they did with the Euros? It is take two for them. I see something similar. A clever man sees that. You see a Sundowns that is performing at the highest level on the African continent. Yeah? They are forever in the semifinals. They are here. They are hungry. They are performing at a top level domestically. Bring them in. You see what Jose is doing with Orlando Pirates. I mean, my friend Kevin Hunt could not see talent in Talent Mbata and Maswangani to save his life. Pirates takes them. Talente was on loan, by the way. They perform in the way that they performed for Jose. Hugo Bruce says, if you are performing, if you are consistent, you have a place in Bafana Bafana. Maswangani is there. Talente Mbata is there. CBC, are you performing? CBC is there now, right? All of this is happening with a certain Sipo Chain saying, I know Ronwen is the number one, undisputed.
Yeah.
But this coach says, I have a place in this team if I perform. Sipo Chain is undisputedly made himself second in command in the clubs of Bafana Bafana. So all of this powers Pasadena. Jaden Adams was selected for Bafana while he was playing for Stellies, not for Sundowns.
Exactly.
Ikram Reyners was selected for Bafana at Stellies, not for Sundowns. All of these players, I see you perform. I see you. So the what is this? The combination is working. From club level, it's graduating to national team level. And only Lyle Foster, Ngezana, Pepele Mthembu, when you talk about Bafana's foreign legend, pound for pound, man for man, eyeball to eyeball against Nigeria. A Nigeria that only had who? Nwabali, who plays where? In the PSL.
Exactly.
As a non-based, European-based player. If you tell me that Hugo Bruce does not know what he's doing, then I think you need to smoke something stronger than your socks.
Get your head checked. You know, I could stop this conversation here because it's just too good to be true. But it gets even better.
Yes, sir. Right?
Because it's not only Bafana Bafana.
Oh.
It's the under-17s. Oh. It's the under-19s. I mean, under-20s. Something is happening, buddy.
Under-17 qualified for the World Cup. But where now I want to express this point. We've had the tendency of, when we have been able to succeed in qualifying, we've just gone there to add up the numbers. They say the pilot does not even switch off the engine because after three games in the group stages, we are out. Hopefully this time, because the under-17 World Cup has also been expanded, like what you're going to see in the Americas with the Senior Men's World Cup for the 8 teams.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to be able to get out of the group stages. There's a thing that we did in 2010. Much as it was a great World Cup, we got the dubious distinction, the ignominy of being
the host that never went to pass the
at least now we've got stages. Lousy company with Qatar.
Yes.
Right? But well, we became the first.
You can't compare yourself to Qatar. We shouldn't compare ourselves to Qatar.
I'm just
They're
saying,
not a footballing nation.
I'm just saying we were alone there.
Yes, now
we've got non-food, we've got company.
Yes.
Lousy company, yes. I say. So we need to be able to have our junior teams qualifying for these things. We go to the Olympics, we get knocked out, you know, in the that famous 2000.
The 2000 was the only Olympics that we did. I mean, that group, by the way, is the group that
Safa kept the team together and graduated them to Bafana Bafana. I do not know what would have happened. But Matala, I am happy to be a person working in football in South Africa
moment,
today
right?
in 2025.
So have we finally arrived? Or is this a fad? You know, are we going one day to come back and have a Joel Santana in our lives?
You know, the reason you ask such good questions is because you wear a cap like mine. The brain is warm in this cold weather. Matala, here is my biggest worry. So Jose is leaving now. A pirate going for somebody who knows how to handle big teams, how to handle big stars, who's got a proper technical team. Are you saying Peter Musiman? Yes, I am saying Peter Musiman. Mm-hmm. Are they taking a gamble of saying there is a legacy of the Sonos in this team where the grandfather played for the club, Eric, and the son played for the club? The two sons.
The two sons, yeah.
No.
By the way, three sons, the other one did not last. He went to business quickly.
Well, I'm not saying because he did not have, he didn't leave such a mark, you know, but the other two sons, Uchomo no KK, Julius did their thing. KK weapons, Uchomo weapons to be, Ubabomkul no KK weapons to be, Ubabaga Rulan.
Exactly.
Is this the moment to say you have unfinished business here? Come back. You've got the experience of taking Sundowns to one match away from winning the league without having, you know,
A loss.
Are you saying that no, we are going to go for another foreign coach? Who's to say they will be able to do the same thing as Jose? I'm mentioning that because this Pirate has been able to prove himself as a vessel to contribute also to the national team cause. The Sundowns team, the core, with each passing season, are getting older.
Yeah.
I think that this core is going to have its final act at the 2026 World Cup next year. What happens when Hugo Bruce leaves? This is the problem. Is the Pito going to a Pirate? If it's not going to a Pirate, are we going back to finishing this business with Bafana? Because if there's one thing that is the sore point for one certain John Hamilton, Pito Mosiman, is that one Robin Peterson, who was the SAFA CEO, drove at night to Rustenburg, where Bafana were in camp, to deliver the news that Pito Mosiman has been relieved of his position as Bafana coach. There was the sore thing of the dance of shame in Bombela when we celebrated thinking that we've qualified for the AFCON when we did not.
I remember exactly where I was that day.
Pito Mosiman since then has gone to win the Nations Cup. I mean, the Champions League with Sundowns. He got to Egypt to win the Champions League. People said, sit down when you got there at the semi-final stage. The following season, he started from scratch and he won it.
Yeah.
And the third season, he lost in the final.
Yes.
He could have done his own three-peat. He's gone and done all the things that he's done in the Gulf, in the Arab world as well. Where do we go when Hugo Bruce leaves? Is a big question. It is something that must be looked into carefully. We cannot go back to being laughing stock. After this high, we need to win this thing in Morocco. We need to win the Nations Cup in Morocco. Hugo Bruce has done it before with Cameroon. He's done it before. And with an unfancied team, just much like South Africa. So I'm hoping that the stars are aligning. I'm hoping that we go to Morocco with a South African team being the champions of the Champions League. We go there with the confidence, not the arrogance. If you say we are arrogant, then let's create a new English word, confirogance, the combination of confidence and arrogance. I hope that we are going to apply our minds carefully and make sure that when the Belgian leaves, is Hellman the guy to continue? Having been working so closely with Hugo, we've done that before with Pito Mosiman. When Parreira left, Pito took over. Is there a skills transfer that is happening here? Are we going to get the same kind of respect for a black man in charge of Bafana as we do with Hugo Bruce? If a black man takes over at Orlando Pirates, is going to get the same kind of respect from the players as they've given to
I also believe that you must command that respect.
Of course.
Sometimes you our coaches come then they become
lame. It
is not
a given. Respect is
end. You gotta command it.
Respect is end.
These boys must be able to listen to you and hear you. But I cannot conclude, and I have to conclude by asking you this question.
Sir.
Throw the bones. First about this weekend and then about Bafana. And I want a prediction, not a hope.
I am no Martin Luther King. I've been saying this on the radio as well.
I know your dream.
Written it in my column.
I know your dream. I want you to tell me your prediction.
Pirates and Sundowns to score first. Forces Pyramids and Al Ahly to come and play. The game is open. Sipho Chane and Ronwen Williams played the best games of their lives in making sure that these two teams do not score. Pirates, Sundowns, go through 1-0, 1-0. And we have a final of an all South African and all Southern African Champions League CAF on South African soil. Hopefully, there will also be a bonus of a Stellenbosch in the final of the Confed Cup. If not, I'll take Fadlu Davis winning it on any given Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, BBK, the host of Power Sports Extra on Power FM, who also moonlights as sports editor of the Sunday Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Matala.
That is the main one. I'm a child of the Sunday Times. If you don't believe me, ask a certain Stempie Somso. Thank you very much, Matala.